Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia, and we are totally excited each and every week when we have the kinds of guests that we have the opportunity to learn what they're doing in regards to preventive and natural health and personal growth. And we, my business partner Tom Katowski and myself, would like to thank each and every one of you who have been supporting us through these 25 years, which is as long as it has been. And please excuse my voice if it's not quite right today. I feel that it's probably the Georgia atmosphere again. Today's show is going to be a very, very informative one. There is a very special story that I want to share with you. And how I will start is by simply saying that we, my business partner and I, have been connected with a lot of beautiful people in the world. And recently we found out about a mom and a daughter, and I'm not going to leave the dad out because he's playing a major role in this as well. But I found out about a young lady who actually was interested in starting her own business. In fact, it has to do with making soap, and not just any kind of soap, but also natural soap, in addition to the fact that she loves to personalize the soaps. Now, there's much more to this story that I'm sharing with you right now, and I would much prefer to let Ellie, when I bring her on, to go ahead and share with you. Her name is Ellie Peters. Her mom is Jen. And as I said, with the great, great support of her mom, Jen, and her father, Ellie has been able this past year to create a wonderful business making natural soaps and also keep up with the wonderful gifts that she's been given, such as playing the violin, learning karate, Girl Scouts, etc. And I am going to go ahead and open the mic right now. Ellie, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. Well, I'm hoping that the connection is good and that it is coming across okay. But, Ellie, I could talk and I could tell all about you, but I would much prefer for us to go ahead and begin our interview here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit by you really telling the listeners what is the name of your business.
Cool to Sweet.
Now, when you say Cool to Sweet, which is such an awesome name, I know that the listeners love to find out how people come up with the names for their business. So can you share a little bit, if you don't mind, about how you came up with that name?
Okay. Well, I was thinking, like, what names could I think of for making soap, you know? And I just didn't really come up with anything, so I was like, maybe if I draw a logo, it may help me come up with a name.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking of I had a really hard time with that. So I thought, well, what kind of description about soap? And I was like, soap, our soap smells sweet, and it's really cool how we make it. So I was like, how about Cool to Sweet, maybe? And so I came up from a logo from there. So it's actually, I tried logo first, but I end up with logo second.
And I know that the logo is really neat. It is cool and sweet. It gives a person a sense of being just that, you know, cool and sweet anytime you see something that's shaped like an ice cream cone. And, Jen, you are how old? I'm sorry, Ellie, I'm sorry, honey. Ellie, you are how old?
11.
Okay, and you had this idea last year when you were like 10 years old, is that it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what actually, you know, when you went to your mom and you expressed to your mom that you wanted to go ahead and start making soaps, what was your mom's first reaction?
No.
And why was she hesitant?
Because it was too much work. That's what she thought.
So you had this wonderful idea. You expressed it to your mom, and she felt, oh dear, you know, this would be a lot of work. So what happened when she agreed to go ahead and do a little test? How did that come about, and what exactly happened?
It went really well, and she showed it to some of her friends, and we tried first selling it to people we know, and a lot of people bought the soap. They bought tons of soap.
Was that over a holiday period, like last year or so?
Yeah, it was around Christmas time.
So your mom agreed that you all would do a test, and if I remember the story correctly, you both made approximately 90 bars of soap and agreed. And you agreed that if it went well, then, you know, she would take a more serious look at it. So there was a huge surprise when everything sold, right?
Yes.
So what was your mom's next response after all the bars of soap sold?
It was like, you and we'll make some soap and we'll sell it to people, and I hope everything will go well.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that you already know this and your mom already knows this, but I'd like to say to the listeners, this is such a sweet, sweet story. And when I saw the information about Ellie and her mom and the business, I had gotten in touch with them. We had a conversation, or Jen and I had the conversation, and one thing led to another, and we all decided that we would have Ellie Peters and her mom Jen and Coolta Suite, which is the name of the company that they have, promote what they're doing in this upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper that many of you listeners know about. So we are thrilled to have all of this in this upcoming issue. So you will be able to read more about Ellie and Coolta Suite and just how this all came about. You will also be able to learn. Now, Ellie, in fact, right now, I'd like to go ahead and have you touch on this whole idea of making soap. Now, we all know that soap can be a fairly common product. However, there is something very different about what you are doing. And I would like you to share a little bit more about the wonderful, yes, natural soaps, but also what little extra you are making available to people.
Well, we personalize the soap, and we put all sorts of pictures and messages or both, and they just give it to us. They pick out the soap, and then we just put it on the soap and just sell it to them. And
you make You make it sound so simple, and I know there's got to be a little bit more work than that. But okay, so let's pretend that, you know, we are interested in getting some natural soaps from you, and I would like to get you some photographs of some things that are special to me for you to put on the soap. So what would actually be the steps? People would, first of all, be talking to you about their interests, but would they then, like, email you photos or logos, things like this?
Yes, and we just put it on the soap when whatever natural or organic soap that they pick, and we also adjust the picture, too.
Wow. So listeners, and I want you to know, listeners, that we have already done this, and it is so wonderful whenever I saw the end product of these personalized soaps, because I chose some photos of some special things in my life, my grandson and my granddaughter, and I didn't even have Ellie and Jen do much work with the photos, although you can. You can have them perfect them and make them absolutely perfect. And even though I didn't do that, they came out very wonderfully, and I was just thrilled. And, of course, you don't want to use soap. you know, Ellie, the soaps are so special when you have them personalized. And I know that there are people using the personalized soaps, but that's why it's nice to get a couple of them made so you can keep one and actually use one. Do you have people that do that?
Yeah. A lot of our soaps, they have are really popular, and a lot of people choose them with to put their pictures on there. And some of them are just popular by scent, and sometimes we don't really care what kind of soap you choose. We can put the picture on any kind of soap, whatever soap we sell. But a lot of times people like to use shea butter, or the one with shea butter, but it doesn't really matter to us, but it has been one popular one that people do get their picture on.
Okay, so since you're mentioning some of the different kinds of soap, Ellie, what are some of the different soaps?
We have blueberry pear, which is my personal favorite. It has blueberry seeds in it. And then there's, some of our soaps are exfoliating, so they have different stuff in there. And we have three different types, organic, all natural, and natural. And so two of our organic soaps would be cool ginger lime and sweet citrus.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it almost sounds good enough to eat. Does anybody ever want to take a bite?
Yeah, sometimes when we're making it, my dad will walk in and smell and be like, ooh, that smells so good. And we have five all-natural soaps, and it would be Lemon Forest, which is exfoliating, Snowy Pine, Soft Shea, like I mentioned before, Unaromatic Oatmeal, which has no smell, it just has oatmeal in it, and it's really good for the skin, and Wintergreen Mint, it has peppermint leaves in there. So it's awesome.
Well, again, listeners, I have experienced and I am experiencing some of the soaps. I have shared them with a number of people already, along with Ellie and Jen's card. And I am just very excited about just the entire idea that a 10-year-old young lady expressed this interest to her mom, and her mom was opened enough to just see where it would go. And I know how important it is for parents to play a role in supporting their children's ideas. So I not only want to say congratulations to you, Ellie, but I want to say congratulations to your mom and dad for being open, because, you know, not all parents would do what your mom has agreed to do. And I'm sure there are a lot that would, but you're very, very blessed, and I think it's great. And so let's touch on the fact that you also, I mean, this isn't necessarily soap-related, but it has to do with you as a young lady and the way that you're moving through life. And so you play the violin, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and when did you begin?
When I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think at 6 years old when you started to play?
It's hard, but I kept trying.
The same way as you're learning with your business, the things that you are learning with your business is probably quite interesting as well. So since I'm mentioning that, what kinds of things are you finding yourself learning while you're moving forward with your business?
Well, I have, I did say that be a calculator, as in calculating all the math, you know, and all the income stuff, on all the money and how much. And then I said you have to be very talkative and persuasive. And I also learned how to use Microsoft Excel from this. And I give business cards to everybody and give coupons to people interested in your company and give repeating customers loyalty cards. And I also learned how to sell things.
Well, whenever I met you several weeks ago in person, you and your mom, I could tell that not only what you just shared with us, not only are you telling us these things, but I could see when I met you that you were actually practicing these things that are so important. And I do want to say this. You can learn all kinds of things about how to do your business. And the most important part is that you be yourself. And this is something that I, especially young children and adults, but especially young children, to have them know that the best way to have somebody be interested in what you have to offer is by being true to yourself and honest and express yourself for who you are and not try to do something like someone else is doing it. But I could see that is you. I could see that is a way about you that was just really wonderful when we met. So, Ellie, I also would like to have you mention how exciting it is that you have the Marriott Hotel in Stone Mountain, Georgia, who actually had gotten in touch with you. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what happened with that?
Well, a lady from the bridal section, like they do all the party stuff, she found our website and she was interested in the personalized soap and all our different smells, and she thought it was really cool, and so she got in touch with us and she asked us to put the Marriott logo on our travel soap and to see if it would work, and she really loved it when we gave it to her, And so she, when she bought it, she showed it to all the ladies she worked with, and they were all in love with it, and they loved the smell, and they were just so nice, and they really loved it. And you can also see the samples that we made on our website, just to see what we did.
And the website is?
CoolToSweet.com.
All right, so when you say, just so the listeners know, when you say cool to sweet, that is spelled C-O-O-L, and then the number 2, and then the word sweet, S-W-E-E-T, cooltosweet.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And all of your contact information is on your website. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the phone number and the email is on your website.
Yep.
Okay. So the Marriott is actually then getting their travel size soaps with their personal Marriott name on it. Is that right?
Yep.
Wonderful. So you and your mom are very open to having more and more people find out about what you're doing, both, you know, families and friends as well as businesses such as hotels. And I know that we are excited, my business partner Tom and I, to go ahead and continue to make some connections and see what additional hotels we might be able to send your way. So we're excited about that. So I'm just looking at some notes that I made to myself, and if you were to tell the listeners what is the most important thing to you in doing this business of making soap, what would that be? What is the most important thing to Ellie?
Well, it's a natural product, and it's really good for your skin. It doesn't have any chemicals in there.
And so when someone is using this, it is going to be a lot better for their skin, right?
Yes. And it's also good for the environment and is using, like, real plants, and in our organic ones, it's all organic.
Now, do you, you can send these to people around the country, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so if somebody goes to your website and wants to order, they can they actually order right on the website?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one other question. When the soap is made and sent to someone, is it packaged, or how is that done?
We make sure that it's all packaged and it's safe and it won't get hurt or damaged. And we put a label after we wrap the soap. And with the label has the ingredients, so you know if you're allergic or something, and it has the name. And then we sometimes package it in bubble wrap to make sure it's perfectly safe and it shouldn't get any damage to wherever it's going to be sent to.
Do you do baskets? In other words, can someone order a gift basket?
Yes.
Okay, and they can choose what they want in the basket?
Yeah, they can choose whatever soap they want, and they can get the soap personalized or not personalized. It's just up to them.
Uh-huh. And another thing that I know that you would like to mention is when someone purchases the soap, you have an organization that you donate some money to from your sales, is that right?
Yes.
And what is... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
It is Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
So Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So listeners, not only are you buying something that is natural and real and wonderful for your skin, but you're also helping Ellie be able to donate to something that evidently is important to her. So it is a beautiful package, and I think that this is one young lady who is going to go very far. In fact, I told Ellie I want to introduce her to my grandson, who actually just happens to be 6, who just happens to be starting violin at the same age that Ellie did. So, of course, he's in Ohio, not in Georgia. But perhaps we can arrange something through Skype. I would love for them to meet, especially with having the violin in common. And he's very, very much into natural things because he has a grandmother that he calls Gaga, which is me, and his mom, who are very much into all of these natural things. So, Ellie, if you were to share with the listeners something that you haven't shared as yet, is there something that you haven't said that you would like to say?
We do make 2 other soaps, Scrub-A-Dub-Dub and Pokey Be Gone. Scrub-A-Dub-Dub is for the face, and it helps with acne and clean, if you have pimples or acne. And Pokey Be Gone is you shave, you put it where your face, your legs, wherever, and then you just use the soap and put it on there, and then you shave it.
And it's called Pokey Be Gone?
Yeah.
I can see that there is something for everybody in the family, and it's wonderful. Is there a phone number that you want to give, Ellie, or is it best that people go to your website?
It would be 770-810-5585.
Okay, how about one more time?
770-810-5585.
Wonderful. And, Ellie, I want to thank you and your mom, Jen, for just such a wonderful time when we met and for the beautiful gifts of the soap that I'm actually trying and gave some to family already. And I know that we will be talking very soon, and I just want to say thank you for taking this time here to be on Mind Your Body and Spirit. And, of course, as you know, we will be sending you the link to this so that you can actually use it and share it on your websites or in emails or blogs or however you want to. It's a wonderful piece, Ellie, to help people understand, what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that's why I was excited about having us do this interview so that you could have it and really use it as a promotional piece for your business. So, dear, I want to say congratulations and thank you very much for being on the show. And I will be in touch with you very soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. You have a great day and tell your mom hello.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, we will see you next time on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio.